What's up?
Hey!
Welcome back to the Blues Library Podcast. I'm Ashley and I'm joined by my lovely co-host Lexi.
Hello.
And let's talk about today's book, Lexi.
First of all, spoiler warnings. I mean, this series I haven't finished. We've got one more book left, though. So,
In the OG series.
yeah. So, this series we won't really be spoiling. We're not going to spoil current reads anymore. We're going to keep it nice and brief for you, just enough to get you interested. Trigger warning, there is drugs, death, and child abuse. If you have any issues with any of those, go ahead and catch us on another episode. We will not be offended. We totally get it. The book we are going to be talking about today is The Life and Death of Samuel Clearwater, Preppy 2, or Preppy Part 2. We just call it Preppy 2, by T.M. Frazier. It is book 6 in the King series. All right, go ahead and take us away with the synopsis that is actually brief this time. You're welcome.
Yeah, I do not take any sort of credit for this. So, all right.
First of all, it might be a little all over the place because I read it, but like all of the everything kind of just meshed into one thing, and I couldn't remember where some of the parts went, so I did my best.
All right.
But everything important is there.
So, at the end of the last book, Preppy woke up briefly and said, "She's my wife," and then went back to sleep. He's in a coma, if you didn't catch that. So after his declaration, everyone is super confused. He ends up waking up again, and he's very, very confused about where he is, what he's doing, whatever, and tries to strangle Dre, and he has no idea what he's doing. Dre runs out of the house and goes back to Myrna's, where she meets Brandon, who's her friend that came with her to help sell Myrna's house. Ray chases her down and they agree to get to know each other. Preppy wakes up fully from his coma and hates looking at himself. Everyone is walking on eggshells around him, but one night he overhears King talking to Ray on the deck about him attacking Dre. Let me restate that. Everyone's walking on eggshells around him, but Preppy overhears King telling Ray. Good God.
Their names are too similar. I
They
can't tell you
are.
the amount of times I was writing this, and in place of Dre, I accidentally wrote Ray.
Yeah, it's messing me up. Okay. Everyone is walking on eggshells around him, but he overhears King talking to Ray about Preppy attacking Dre, freaking out with Bear, and then that Grace had died. He freaks out and shaves off all of his hair. That night, he ends up scaring the shit out of Ray by standing on her back porch watching her. He runs and she chases him to the water tower. He won't let her get too close, but they end up talking and he asks if she will lay with him. And when.
On the water tower. They fell asleep on the water
Oh my
tower.
God, this is Dre, dude.
Oh, that's my bad.
Was so confused. Okay. Okay, let me start right here. Okay. That night, he ends up scaring the shit out of Dre by standing on her back porch watching her. He runs and she chases him to the water tower. He won't let her get too close, but they talk. He asks her if she will lay with him, and when Dre wakes up, he's gone. Dre is trying to sell Myrna's house to get money for her dad, who's losing his business and his house from debt, for helping Dre. Preppy disappears after going a little bit crazy. No one can find him, and Dre thinks she knows where he is. As soon as they pull up to the water tower, they see fire trucks and ambulances in the field. Somebody thought Preppy would try to kill himself and called 911. The hospital drugs Preppy, and while Bear, King, and Ray try to get back to him, only tells them only family can go back. So Dre is able to go back because she's his wife, and she finds out that they've been drugging Preppy.
Like way more than they needed to.
Yeah. Preppy asks to stay with Dre. Preppy and Dre start having a somewhat quote-unquote normal relationship after he decides not to stay with King and Ray anymore after an altercation with King. While making Myrna's famous chocolate chip cookies, a little boy appears on the porch and starts eating them. Preppy and Dre figure out that the boy can't or won't talk and that he's being neglected and beaten. They find out that his name is Beau, and shortly after, he gets skittish and runs away. They try to find him, but they can't, and Dre finds Preppy sitting on a train track, and he starts talking about how he can't keep her safe and other bullshit. The train comes, and just before it hits him, he steps back on the other side of the train, and when the train fully passes, Dre sees that he disappeared on her. Dre gets a call from her that her dad had a heart attack, and she goes back home. Bear's MC finds Bo, and he's in the hospital. Preppy gets the info of where Bo's parents live from a nurse after promising to kill the motherfucker that beat the nurse, too. And he goes and kills Bo's stepdad after the stepdad practically bragged about what he did to Bo. There's a time jump of 5 months. Preppy comes to get Dre from her dad, and he confesses that he loves her. They fuck and move back to Logan's Beach, where they go to Bo's mom to get her to agree to let them adopt Bo. Bo's mom is a heroin addict and tries to get money for Bo, but Preppy threatens her. When they get the signed papers, Preppy goes back into the house to give the mother her payment, which was enough heroin to kill herself. And Dre knows she won't be able to have enough control not to use it all. At the end, King, Ray, and Preppy meet Dre's dad, and they're all having a great time until Dre sees Bo cowering in a corner, scared. And the book ends with someone holding a cloth over Dre's mouth and Bo screaming, "Mommy." Absolutely heart-wrenching. That was intense. Okay.
Yeah, really quickly. I also forgot to add in here. Dre takes Preppy to a meeting, and that's where they find out, can't remember how many months after, but after she was pregnant. And she ended up having a really hard time. I can't remember the exact situation. And she ended up leaving to go use heroin. And she ended up having really bad pain in her stomach, and she ended up having a miscarriage, and that was the first time she knew she was pregnant. So yeah, there's that. That was really upsetting, and I forgot about that, and I think I probably just blocked it out because it really upset me. So.
Yeah, I don't blame you. All right, Lex, what did you do your makeup look for this book?
So I did one eye, because towards the end of the book, Dre hands Preppy a bow tie and was like, "It's time." And he's like, "Yes, it's motherfucking time." And it was a yellow and pink plaid bow tie. There was no way in hell I was going to do plaid on my eye and have it come out looking anything like plaid. So I just did pink on the outer corner and yellow on the inner corner, or on the lid. And then on the very inner corner, I did like a pink sparkly. And then I did a very sparkly bright blue for Bo's eyes, because they describe his eyes as being bright blue. What did you do?
So I did kind of a similar thing to your bow eye. So I have a brown smoky eye on the outside of my eyes. I did both of my eyes the same this time. So I have a brown smoky eye, and then I did a cut crease with a bright blue. And then with eyeliner, I made like a little chocolate chip shape on the outside of my eye because of the chocolate chip cookies. So
it's so cute.
Yeah, it's a reference to Bo's hair, which is dark brown, and his bright blue eyes, and his like for chocolate cookies. All right, we going into these discussion questions now. Let's get it.
How do you feel, or how did you feel when we found out about Dre's miscarriage?
I bawled. Like, miscarriage is not an easy thing ever. And then like, she was trying to like get clean and recover, and then like to find this out, I can just imagine the self-loathing, and like it was the like, and then to find out Preppy's dead, like that would be heart-wrenching.
Yeah, so I did cry. I also liked though how she thought about it. Like, you know, this, like, our child saved me, because if it weren't for this, then both of them would have died probably. But then on top of that, her going, "No, I need to make sure that like I do right by her and that I'm doing good things." And I liked that, how she took something that honestly is a very easy thing to break somebody and made her, like, she turned it around to make herself stronger.
I like that. That's a great way to think about it. What did you think about Preppy and Dre's relationship this time around?
There was some parts where I was just like, oh, fucking deja vu with the back and forth a little bit. And then I was also like, how you were describing in book club last night, like, y'all need fucking therapy and this would probably be solved. Yeah, I was a little frustrated. I mean, I did enjoy it. I really did thoroughly enjoy it. But I was starting to get like really like anxious. I was like, come on guys, come on. I was like, I know we have another book, but come on, please.
Yeah, I felt like their relationship was a lot more healing this time around. Because I feel like they were both a little more open to their faults and fixing those, obviously with what Preppy went through and what Dre went through. kind of like it, to me, it made them stronger individuals so that they were willing to go into this relationship and get stronger for each other.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
What were your thoughts on them adopting Bo?
Oh my gosh, that made me cry happy tears. Whereas like with the first question, I like sobbed. That one made me so happy. And just getting inside their heads when they like about their first meeting with Bo too, and how they both just... Oh my gosh. I loved it. I needed it. I loved it. I loved that it, like, I love this series because it shows a couple of different times with adoption. And as somebody who has thought about adopting when I'm ready to have kids, I loved that, especially because, you know, Bo deserves so much better. He deserves somebody to actually like take the time to understand him and get to know him. And I was just like, oh my God, they're going to be the best parents ever. It's going to be fucking chaotic, but I love it. I'm so happy. What did you think?
So my little sister is adopted, and I am 1000% an advocate for adoption. I think it's wonderful. I love my little sister to death. So
she's the cutest.
She's fucking adorable. So like, adoption always has like a little like place in my heart. And I feel like for them, Bo is kind of their second chance. While like, this is also Bo's second chance. Like, because of the miscarriage and what happened with that, they don't have to try to have another kid to get a second chance, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, and Dre also had mentioned early on in the book, or she was talking about it, where she can't get pregnant. So, but I like what you were saying. Like, they're basically saving each other.
Yeah. And it makes me love it that much more because, like, it's not just about the kid. It's about the family unit.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I thought it was absolutely adorable, too, the way that Preppy was with Bo. Because I don't know, I just never saw Preppy as like a father. I just, up until this moment, that just never crossed my mind. I was like, he's a little too chaotic for that. But I loved it. It was the most adorable thing ever.
I totally agree. And I feel like, especially because Bo is so like, his life has not been good. So it's great for Preppy to show like, sometimes life isn't good, but it's how you react to it that shows what kind of person you are. And I think it's phenomenal. Like, I fucking love their little family. I think it's so cute.
It's just, it's perfect for them. And how it all happened was perfect for them. All right. Did you like that we jumped 5 months ahead when, after Dre had left to go take care of her dad and Preppy needed to find himself, but did you like how we jumped the 5 months ahead instead of being able to see what Preppy did to quote unquote find himself again before he went after Dre?
I kind of have mixed feelings about it because I have like mixed feelings about time jumps in general. I think the reason that I have negative feelings towards it is because I'm like, what happened to Bo? Like, where was Bo during all of this? But like, I like it because sometimes those things are really hard to write true to a character, because it is such an individual experience. And we already kind of saw some of Dre's recovery, like the very beginning of her recovery. And it's not a pretty thing. And so while recovery from drug addiction and abuse and things like that are all different, I do think that I liked it. Like, I was already crying during this book. I didn't need to, like, have the emotional roller coaster that is recovery. What about you?
I wish we got to see a little bit more. Like, we watched as the last thing we saw before the time jump was Preppy went and killed Bo's stepdad. And then they were talking about going to kill the nurse's abuser. And when Baron King had asked how he felt and how he was doing and everything, he was like, I feel fucking alive. And I was like, wait, but I wanted to see a little bit more, like just even like little glimpses or like hear about it a little bit more. So I was kind of sad with that. But I'm also, I get what you were saying too, where it's hard to write it very true to a character. And especially because we got to see a lot of Ray's recovery, at least in the beginning while she was with Preppy. So I had mixed feelings about it.
Did you mean Dre's recovery?
Yes.
Bro, the names will forever fuck me up.
Uh-huh. Because when I'm thinking it, I know, it's like when I'm thinking it, it's just fine.
Like, you don't think about it until you're, like, saying them out loud. And then it's like, because they don't look the same. Who do you think kidnapped Dre?
Honestly, I have no idea. So there was this one part that, like, once that happened, that, like, stuck out in my mind. I can't remember exactly the situation, but she was, I think she was talking with Brandon, and I don't think it was Preppy, but she was like, I can feel eyes on me. And maybe it was Preppy, but, like, I don't know. Preppy, he would have, I don't know. I feel like we would have gotten something from that versus where we only got the one night where he followed her or he was watching her through the door. And so I was like, who the fuck is this watching her? But then I remembered, I was like, oh my God, in the last book, Eric. Eric's still alive. I was like, what if it's fucking Eric? That was the only other, that was the only person I could think of. Who did you think?
I can't answer the question.
Who did you think the first time?
I thought there was somebody who wanted her from, like from Beau's past or Preppy's past, because Preppy doesn't have a shiny past. So
it's true.
That was kind of like what I was thinking, the first time that I read it.
So I'm going to add another question in here. So we didn't do it in the synopsis, but if you remember, there's a scene where they are running from a police officer and they find, they go into the backyard, they join the pool party, they find out that it's the state attorney, and then they actually find out that the kid that came and vouched for them being there the whole day is actually Preppy's half-brother. How did you feel about that?
I have quite a few feelings. Just because of how shitty Preppy's life was.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it makes me hate Preppy's parents that much more. But I absolutely love that Preppy, like, he doesn't fault the kid, does he?
No.
He just, like, he's like, this was not his fault. Like, I still want to know him. Does that make sense?
Yeah, they bond, or they kind of, like, not, like, fully bond, but they, like, were okay, almost seeming like, with each other once the kid was, like, or because Preppy was like, well, I don't know who my father is. And he goes, yeah, well, you got the same piece of shit mother I do, right?
I love it.
Do you think we'll get to see a lot more of him in the third book? First time you read it?
Yes. What were your thoughts?
First of all, I loved that scene. That scene was my favorite. Just absolutely loved it. Then when the kid showed up, I was like really confused because I was like, why is there just some random kid? Like, what? Then he like dropped that bomb. And then my thoughts went to, I was like, oh my God, can you imagine how many fucking children that have had to go through that childhood that their mother had with who knows how many different men? And then my heart kind of broke a little bit. And I hope we get to see him in the third book. He seemed like a fun dude.
Yeah. He'd be a great little uncle for Beau.
Right? All right. What are your overall thoughts on the book?
Bitch, let me ask a question.
You asked like two in a row up there.
You asked two in a row up here.
No, I didn't. I only asked one in a row. Because I asked about the miscarriage. You asked about how do you feel about the relationship overall. Then I said about Beau, and then you said, or whatever. Oh, whatever. Oh, I think you had done their relationship this time around and the thoughts on adopting Beau.
No, you said the 5 months jump. So.
You got to talk for the whole synopsis.
Okay, fine.
I don't have anybody to talk to normally, so this is my chance to talk.
That's tragic. Okay.
Yeah, it's really depressing. Okay, what are your what are your overall thoughts on the book?
So, I really like this book. I think it's a great growth book. It's beautiful in that it's not, like, linear. I think that's awesome. it also shows a lot of growth of each of the characters, and I absolutely adore character growth. What were your overall thoughts of the books, Lex?
I really liked this book. I feel like each of the books in this series got more and more heartbreaking with shit going on between the characters. This book, this book was, I think, my favorite so far out of the two from Preppy's. And I think Preppy might be getting up there to either side by side with my love for Bear or possibly above.
Damn.
So I feel like they both grew so much, and while Preppy's still a little shit, he's grown a lot.
Yeah.
And being able to, for him going from we're not talking about it to after the 5 month jump when he went and he did share with Dre, that was a big step for him. I also just want to say, I texted Ashley last night when I finished this book, and I said, OMG, why do authors like to do horrible things to their characters? Like, can we not ever get or let them be happy for like half a book at least?
I laughed.
Fucking poor Preppy and Dre have not had a chance to just enjoy anything. Like, yes, they've had fun, they've enjoyed it, but there's always been something going wrong.
Yeah.
So I hope that we fix that in the third book. Otherwise, I will still love Tam Frazier. But I'm gonna send a strongly worded email about how we treat our characters. Anyways.
What are you currently reading, Lexi?
So obviously this week I read, okay, I just want to preface this by saying, obviously because we re-recorded last week, you know, I did not have a really great week mentally, so I was not wanting to read. Started out, I was supposed to read House of Earth and Blood. I think that's the right order of those two things, by Sarah J. Maas. Did not happen. Did not even read a word. My copy of The War of Two Queens by Jennifer L. Armentrout came in. I read a paragraph of that, then was like, no. Then forced myself to read or get into reading or starting Preppy Part 2. And once I, like, after the first chapter and I forced myself to actually sit down and read it, I was good. Then I, last night, and I'm almost completed with it, I started Bossy Grump by Nicole Snow. Oh my god, I love it. It's just so cute. So this week, I will, obviously we've got to read The Chase by Elle Kennedy, but I'm going to read House of Earth and Blood. And I'm not going to promise how far I'll be into it, but I'm going to try and probably read that one and then also The War of Two Queens. And you're scrolling it up before I can finish reading.
Bitch, you just said it!
I like being able to see it on the screen. Leave me alone. Okay. I'm fucking tired. I got like 4 hours of sleep last night. All right. What did you read?
All right. So I finished Praise by Sarah Kate. Praise kink. You know how it goes. It was good. I liked it. Next, I read Parks and Provocation by Juliet Cross. It wasn't quite what I was expecting. It's like second chance romance-ish. And he's a firefighter, which was dope. They're from a small town. And she wants to leave the small town. But she ends up coming back. And that's their second chance. And, like, there's some shit that happens. That, like, I was like, bitch, you so stubborn. What is your problem? Then I was like, I'm sure my boyfriend says that about me a lot, so maybe this is not. Anyway, next I read the last three in the Gold Rush Ranch series, A Photo Finish, The Front Runner, and A False Start. A False Start is the one that I read this whole series for because I saw a book, like, something about it on TikTok. Yeah, it did not live up to the hype, but it was still good.
But question, was the rest of the series worth reading before that one?
Yes. I think the other ones were better than this one.
I've just learned, unless it's obviously the same couple, then you kind of have to read the whole series. If it's all different couples and there's only one book that I wanted to read, I'm going to start with that motherfucker first because the last time I read it, I'm not even halfway through everything. And I don't even want to finish the series because I'm like, I'm so irritated now. So I'm at least glad the rest of the series was good.
Yeah, it was. The next one I read was Release Me by Jay Kenner, not to be confused with Kay Jenner, which I totally did multiple times. This is not by written by a fucking Kardashian. This is written by somebody else. So this one is my boyfriend and I went to Barnes and Noble, and I told him I was gonna buy five books, and then I bought six, and this was one of those. It was really good. It's like a BDSM-ish book. I think that's kind of like where it's heading. This guy's like a billionaire. She's a college like graduate, and he wants her to like he's kind of been following her because she used to be a beauty pageant queen and whatever. She's got some like depression issues and self-harm issues, and they meet at like an art gallery, and he says, like it's all like really erotic art, it's really weird. And he's like, I want one of these, and then afterwards he's like, I don't want one of these, I want one of you. And like she's like, huh, he's gonna see my scars and think like, oh no, I don't want that, whatever. So she agrees and he pays her $1 million for it, and then their life happens. Next, I read Vipers and Virtuosos, second book in Monsters and Muses series. This was very dark. Would not recommend if you do not like dark as fuck. There's some crazy shit that happens. That one is by Sav R. Miller. Next, I read the second book in the Red Ridge Sinners MC series. It's called Reap. It just came out. It's by Caitlin Dare. I was very upset the whole time. I was like, these motherfuckers need therapy, and then everything will be fine. Like, stop internalizing this shit. Go talk to somebody. Anyway.
Okay, but until you've been through it, you don't know. 'Cause let's
Exactly.
be completely honest, we've all been at a point where we're like being told like, "Oh, you need to do this." And we're like, "No." And then afterwards we're like, "Oh yeah, that actually did help."
Yeah. So my current read is Brooklyn Air by Serena Bowen. Billionaire from Brooklyn. It's like an office romance while also being like boss employee. They have like a one night stand and she flips. He still loves her. Anyway, it's really good. This week I'm gonna read Oaths and Omissions by it's the third book in the Monsters and Muses series. And that one is it's supposed to be like a Helen of Troy retelling. I'm pretty excited for it, but we'll see. The cover's also really pretty. Then I'm gonna read Initiation. It's book one in the Sex Wizards series.
Oh my gosh, I actually wrote that down once. Mads said something about it.
So last night, Lexi and I had book club. And one of the girls was talking about this book, and I thought that she said sex lizards. Like, and I was really confused. I was like, we have lizard shifters? Is that what's going on right now? Anyway,
I had
I'm gonna
shitty
read that.
connection and I knew or I heard her say wizards.
I know, and the whole time I was like picturing lizards in my head. I was like, I'm so confused. Anyway, I'm also still reading House of Sky and Breath, so it's been like that for about a month and a half now.
Take your time, man. If you force it, you're not gonna end up enjoying it.
Exactly, and I'm like, I just need to like get on it. But anyway,
But if you take your time, then you'll enjoy it more. So
that's
take as
true.
much time as you need. This is a safe place, Ashley. It's fine. No one's going to judge you.
I feel judged. I'm just kidding. Okay. If you guys want to see our book looks or see all of our wonderful posts, talk to us, say anything, recommend books that you want to see makeup looks for, critique our makeup looks.
Please, please be very kind, though, in your critique. Remember, you don't have to be an asshole if you're going to critique something. Just want to say that.
Life lessons with Lexi.
Because I will come after your ass if you're mean. We are trying our bests. Our bests. We are trying our best.
Our bestesses. Okay. TikTok is blues.library. Instagram is blues.library and blues.library podcast. And next week, what are we doing, Lexi?
We are going to be finishing off. Okay, here's my issue with this series. I consider Briar U like off campus part two, which it kind of is. Like it honestly is.
Yeah.
So it's weird. But we are gonna be starting book one of the Briar U series. Yay. Fucking yay. Can't wait till we get to Jake's book.
I love.
Jake is my favorite. Well, one of my favorites. Okay, honestly, all of them are my favorites. Yeah. But anyways, we're gonna be starting The Chase by Elle Kennedy, and oh my god, I'm so fucking excited because I love Summer and Fitzy.
I do. I love them. Also The Tap.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my god. Fitzy is just every girl's wet dream. Sorry, Mom. I know you probably are gonna listen to this once you read this book. I apologize.
All right. Well, that's all we have for y'all this week. Be safe.
Stay in school if you're in school.
Don't drink and drive. Use protection.
Don't do drugs.
And have a good week.
Yay. Oh, bye.